We're going to sit for, let me check the, about 25 minutes. And as we do, and each of you has your own way of, how do you settle in? How do you find your combination of posture, of upright but relaxed, of settled, of whatever environment you're in, which may be quiet, but it may not be. Whatever techniques you use to find the quiet or to just allow the noise, the background sounds to be part of the overall atmosphere of quiet and stillness. Perhaps setting an intention for this sit. Sometimes the first sit after lunch can be a little bit challenging if the energy has gotten a little wacky. Whatever, again, really works for you, setting an intention, sometimes doing a little body scan, maybe sitting upright even more if your energy's a little low. Whatever you need to do to just really be present as we're going to explore how the heart and mind and body engage with sympathetic joy. Knowing that we're all in our own spaces, and yet we're Sangha, we're community here exploring together. We can feel the support of each other's practice. All of us here wishing each other well as we explore all of the Brahma Viharas. Continuing with that sense of soft and tender heart, bring to mind a moment, recent moment, of your own joy and well-being. The way you really felt in your body, mind, and heart, when all that joy was there. A little joy or a big joy. Maybe a really sweet conversation with someone you love. Maybe someone just saying something really nice to you that you took in and really allowed to stay there. Maybe a moment in nature, savoring the beauty and quiet. A bird that appeared at your feeder. A moment of awe. Being out in nature, or just exploring how big and beautiful the sky is. Perhaps a really settled meditation. Whatever that might be, just really allow that feeling to permeate you, your entire being. Of course, this isn't the state that we're always in, but it's always accessible. Even when the mind says, nah, things are crappy, it's always accessible. Especially when we get really familiar and don't just jump over those moments, we get really familiar with how the heart feels. It's almost sensing an inner smile that arises. If thoughts arise that say, oh, this is hokey, it's okay. We can bring friendliness to the mind that thinks it's hokey. If thoughts arise that say, oh, but this is too fleeting, pretty soon I'm going to be back in all my circumstances. That's okay. We can bring that metta state, that kindness, that friendliness to that moment of worry about what's going to come next. For right now, just stay with the warmth. Stay with that sense of joy. And we can go back to a person that you had brought to mind when we were doing metta. Someone who's pretty easy to care for. If you can, visualize that person when they have felt real gladness, real joy. Maybe they got accepted to school or got a job they wanted. They bought a house, their poem or book was published. They met someone who makes them really happy, or they just learned something new. They've been practicing the piano and they finally figured out how to play this one piece. Whatever it is, just bring this person to mind with their joy. You might even be able to imagine their voice telling you of the event that made them so happy. However you can access that, feel that inside of you. See them in your minds. And feel what it feels like to care for them. What does that feel like in your body? As you keep them in the foreground, perhaps offering them a phrase or two. I delight that you are in my life. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness and good fortune continue. I'm happy that you are happy. I delight that you are in my life. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. I'm happy that you're happy. And if any hesitation or resistance arises as you say these, just pause. As with most relationships, we feel lots of things, not just love and care. Sometimes the ones we love a lot annoy us a lot. So some of those other responses to this person might also arise, but no problem. Bring a sense of care towards that constricted heart. I care that your heart is feeling resistant. No need to analyze it. Why am I feeling this way? Just offer that heart state a place here too. We're not leaving anything out. The love, the care, the joy, the envy, the judging, the comparing. As we say in Yiddish, the whole mishpucha. Everything has a place. Along with the joy that you feel and the love that you feel that for this person, all of it's there. The heart's big enough to hold it all. I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. I'm happy that you're happy. Going to move on to the neutral person for just a couple minutes so that we have more time for some of those difficult people that where the resistance and the constriction might really be more prevalent. So if you want to stay with the loved one, the one that's pretty easy, feel free to. If you want to move on to a more neutral person, I invite you to do that. And even though we often don't know much about these neutral people, I know that like one of the checkers at the grocery store often tells me about things in her life. So I know a little bit. Same thing with my postal delivery person. You might have people like that too. So thinking about the postal guy when he came back from vacation and he told me about what fun he had. There may be people like that in your life where you can do the same kind of thing with the phrases that taking joy in their good fortune. Really sensing the joy that they're talking about. And as best as you are able to say, I am happy that you are happy. May your happiness continue. I'm happy that you're happy. We have about 8 or 9 minutes left, and I'd really like to invite us to explore how to practice with mudita in a difficult person. I'm reminded of what Tuwari said in her podcast, in her talk on the 10% Happier podcast, where she encourages us to not choose the hardest person. So, for instance, if you are in a job hunting mode, and which is always must be one of the most stressful things ever, be looking for work and all of what it happens. Maybe don't bring up somebody who, you know, is always talking about how great their job is or who just got the perfect job. Try something a little easier. Now, if you feel strong enough and you know, go for it. So find someone, and generally most of us have quite a list of difficult people, so it's not usually too hard to find someone there. And, you know, there are all different reasons why certain people, we find them more difficult to really celebrate with them. But without analyzing it, one of the teachers that I listened to used this image about the heart being like the ocean, and some of the constrictive mind states, the feeling small or needy, envious, judging, comparing, that those are the waves in the ocean. We can watch the waves, we can feel the waves, but we really try to just stay in the ocean. Stay in that big, beautiful, expansive heart that can hold it all, that can hold the smallness, and that can hold the love, the connection, the understanding, the desire to be happy. That feeling of joy when we allow it to really permeate us. So knowing that the ocean is there, we might explore the waves of offering mudita to a difficult person. And try out some of these phrases. See if they work for you. Taking joy in, I take joy in your good fortune. May your happiness continue. Maybe it's only may your happiness continue. If when you say I take joy in your good fortune, a lot of constrictive emotions come up. May your happiness increase. May your good fortune continue. I'm grateful for your happiness and good fortune. I'm happy that you are happy. Whatever arises, we acknowledge it. Acknowledge the waves. Stay with the ocean as much as you are able. Stay with the expansive heart. It's kind of like sticking a toe in the ocean. Sticking a toe in, can I actually celebrate your good fortune? Mudita is the love that celebrates. Knowing that we have been wishing people the end of suffering and the end of causes of suffering so that they may be free. Moments of freedom are moments of joy. We can celebrate those moments of joy. I'm happy that you're happy. May your good fortune continue. The heart opens and closes, it ebbs and flows. We stay in the ocean and just watch the waves. if this practice with a difficult person has seemed a little more challenging, feel free to go back to that first person, the one that's so easy to delight in their good fortune. Take care of yourselves in these last few minutes of the sit. Thank you for your sincere participation in that.